Welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. I'm your host, Trish McFarlane, and today I'm joined by my co-host,
Steve Bowes.
Hey, Steve Bowes.
Hey.
This is exciting, and I'm glad we're here together because I have a super important topic. I have been thinking about people who talk loud in public with sensitive business information. We're going to call them the loud business talkers. All right, I'm going to give them a title. So to kind of set the tone, I was on a flight recently, and the gentleman who was in the row behind me and slightly to the right, really, by the end of the two-hour flight, I really could have probably told you every single thing about his company, you know, XYZ, to be unnamed. I knew
you
about
should name it.
I knew about every executive that worked there. I knew about their biggest customers. I knew he happened to be someone I never did figure out what his exact title might be, but he was definitely in their sales organization. He had a lot of opinions about his company, but also a lot of opinions about their current customers, which ones were, you know, sort of painful to work with, and then even mentioned some tactics with his colleague around what they were trying to do to win new customers. So
okay.
It was a very interesting flight nonetheless. But, you know, having worked in HR a long time, I had run across this when I worked at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and we were actually trained as new hires. I don't know if they still do this. I'm sure they do. It's a long time ago. But they would train us. You never talk about a client name, an employee name in public. Obviously, if you have to talk about business, that's one thing, but you never include any sort of identifier. And it went as far back then, anyway, even on our briefcases for our computers, it never said PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Oh.
Because in the off chance that you did something or said something inappropriate or whatnot, they didn't want you identified as their employee. So I don't know.
Makes sense.
Have you experienced this? What are your thoughts? I mean, do you...
All the time, Trish. I'm glad
really?
You brought this topic up. And here's where I see it the most. And I saw it just this last week in the Sky Club or any kind of airport
like
lounge,
club?
United
okay.
Club, Admirals Club, because it's full of business people, right? And they're kicking back. They're having a drink or two. They've got time to waste. So they're just getting on the phone and having these conversations about firing people or, you know, contract negotiations and, you know, strong-arming clients. It happens all the time. And I want to say it to these people sometimes. It's like, hey, you know, we're all here too. This is not your private club. This is a Sky Club with 1,000 people in. And sometimes they are wearing logo gear, like polo
right.
shirts or bags or something, and they're identifiable. It's the worst. And you would think, like, in this age of security and data security and paranoia around your personal information
right.
being shared,
right.
that basic thing of don't air your dirty laundry on a cell phone call in public would sink in, and it doesn't. It's crazy.
You would think. I mean, I want to find maybe an organization that we can talk to in a longer episode to find out, you know, why is this not part of your training
yeah.
as a new hire? Again, like I said, PricewaterhouseCoopers did train us. I'm gonna specifically name them because it was really good. That was just one of the things as a younger, more junior employee we wanted to know and needed to know. And obviously, it stuck with me all these years. My question for you is, you kind of hit on it. Have you ever gone up and interrupted someone's conference call or conversation and let them know that you could hear it?
I probably haven't done that. And the one time I thought about doing it was not so much a guy talking about his business. He was talking about his personal health situation. And basically he was going through tests and
really?
Things and
yeah.
things were, and the prognosis wasn't good. And
he was
like making a series of those phone calls to, I don't know, everybody he knew
to
let them know. And it's
oh,
like,
my goodness.
That was pretty rough too. But I haven't really stepped in.
So I have. I've been that person that just gently taps the person. So I guess maybe that's the wrap up to this, right? If you're, I think probably all the listeners have experienced this at one time or another, you know, and whether you're in a mall, in a restaurant, in an airport, whatever, I mean, I think it's polite to actually just quietly maybe put your hand on their shoulder and say, hey, you know what? I just wanted you to be aware, like, other people are hearing this. You might not want
yeah.
us to know this sensitive information. I actually have done it a couple times. The one was, I was quite young still. It was a large group of businessmen, and I was in the Boston bar Cheers.
Oh, sure.
So, right? And I was there on business. I was by myself just eating dinner. I was at the
bar.
As
one does.
As
right.
one does, right? And a whole group of businessmen were doing sort of that thing, loud talking. And I stopped them. You know what? They were very grateful. They truly didn't realize. They just never thought of it. So yeah, something to think about. Or I guess have code names. My kids and I even teach my children this. They're teenagers. And I say never, ever in public or at a school event talk about another student, right, by name.
Yeah.
We have code words for some of the kids if they want to actually speak about them. But anyway.
All right, last thing I'll say. I learned a long time ago on that, like, don't put your kid's name embroidered on the back of their backpack.
For the same reason, right? Yeah, you don't want someone else to come and know their name. Yeah, right. So,
hey, anyway. Joe, let's go. Right.
All
right.
So for all the Alexa listeners, I mean, a good reminder to make sure that you're keeping information confidential, that you're not sharing, you know, your business company information or whatnot. But anyway, so that's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes on the HR Happy Hour show or to hear all the show archives, please go to www.h3hr.com or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app.